Landmarks of Vancouver City, Chapter 7, Monday, July 18, 1988. This time I left early to go to downtown Vancouver. I took some money with me. I was going to travel by myself, which was a good opportunity to experience things at first hand. I had to practice how to ask for directions and request information, which was a very good learning experience for me. I decided to walk down the distance from Allen's house to the C-Bus terminal. It was a good opportunity to do some exercise and converse with people who were going to the same direction. This time I met a woman who was very happy because her children had got a trip to Europe for her to celebrate her birthday. Since the trip on the ferry took around 20 minutes, we had enough time to talk about her plans for her trip. Once in downtown, we said goodbye and I headed for Lonsdale Key Market. I strolled all over the market, checking all the goods they had. As soon as I came out, I got on the C bus again. I was surprised to see many people boarding the ferry to go to work. Some of them were wearing a suit or a business attire. They were Canadians and people of Asian origins. Since I had the entire day to travel around the city, I decided to start my tour at the first street I saw when I got off the ferry. I passed by the convention center. Gastown. I started my tour on a street where most of the houses were made of red, fairly faded bricks, which gave the place the appearance of an old city. I was in Gastown. There is an old clock on the corner which steams out and whistles every quarter hour. I could hear some music as the steam came out. According to history, this place was named after Gassy Jack, a resident in 1867. I took some pictures and continued my tour. In this place, people can visit many different kinds of stores, such as clothing stores, gift stores, or small carpet companies. There are restaurants with their patio, exchange places, tourist information center, galleries, and guided bus tours. Chinatown. I walked to Chinatown. The first thing I noticed was that everything was in red or in a different color plus red. I was willing to visit this place since I knew about it. I had a special interest in its culture. The red color represents good luck and also has a religious meaning. As I walked, I could see some restaurants, business, food stands, and grocery stores. The only problem was a nasty smell I perceived in the area. When Chinatown was declared an historic district in 1971, Chinese-style street lamps and phone booths were added. I also visited a bookstore and a small supermarket. They had Chinese products such as magazines, food, tea, candies, fruit, and products originally from the country. Everything was written only in Chinese. I went to a Ming Dynasty garden called Sun Yat-sen, where I could appreciate their lookout platforms and bridges. In general, it was a nice, quiet place, so quiet that people could lose their track of time. It was not quite colorful. I think it was like a Garden of Eden, a place to relax and think over. Its waterfalls and big plants with round-like leaves were fascinating. After taking a few pictures, I continued my tour. I walked by many stores where they sold traditional Chinese products. People's features, the shapes in their face and eyes, their costumes, and above all, the way they spoke, were very fascinating to me. Lonsdale Key Market. I took the C bus to Northern Vancouver, where the Lanzer Key Market is. There are some benches outside the market facing an open air area for events beside the sea. I rested for a while on one of them. It was 2 o'clock. I was hungry, so I decided to go to the food court. They had Chinese, Italian, Japanese, American meals and vegetables. So it was hard for me to make up my mind. Finally, I picked Chinese food because it was cheap, $2.95 Canadian, which was almost 6,000 Mexican. Given the food habits of my country, it was time for me to have the main meal. Some people seemed to be surprised by the fact that I was eating so much at that time. But before I was halfway, I was completely full. I guess the new Canadian schedule had something to do with it. Usually, Canadians have a small portion of vegetables or some blueberry ice cream at this time. Blueberries are similar to the Capulin cherry, a green, light or deep red fruit with seeds native to Mexico. Mexican products. Later, I went to the section of Mexican products to visit Magdalena, the lady I had met a few days before. She welcomed me warmly, and since she had some free time, we went for a coffee. We took a seat at the table facing the sea. We talked about Mexico and her experience in Canada. Later on, we said goodbye. I walked all the way back to my friend's place. I arrived at 6 o'clock. It was a long walk, but I had the chance to take a look at many stores. Once there, I told them that what I had done during the day. Jeremy, Alan's nephew, was packing because he and Alan were leaving for the mountains next day. Later, Francis, Alana, and I went to Stanley Park and then to Gustavo's place, a friend of theirs, who we conversed with in English and Spanish. We went back home around 10 p.m. University of British Columbia and Museum of Anthropology, Tuesday, July 19th, 1988. This was a special day because I went to many new places. I got up at 6 o'clock. I wanted to be awake to say goodbye to Alan and Jeremy, who were heading to the mountains. Francis and I would take them to the base of the mountain where they were going to start their adventure. They went downstairs to the basement to get a few things they needed for their trip, and then Alan showed me the place they were going to on a map. During breakfast, I realized Jeremy was excited about the trip. It took about half an hour to get there. We stopped in some areas to enjoy the wonderful view. From the highway we took, we could see the mountains on one side of the sea, on the other. When we arrived at the spot where Alan and Jeremy would start their 3 days trip, we said goodbye and decided to go for a coffee. Then we went to the University of British Columbia, which is the main university of the province. First, we went to the Museum of Anthropology to check their hours. They told us that adults had to pay $3 Canadian, that is 6,000 Mexican, but also that they had a free admission day once a week. We were lucky because it happened to be precisely that day. It was a small museum compared to the National Museum of Anthropology and History in Mexico. Fortunately, we took a guided tour, which gave the opportunity to learn more about the Canadian culture. They displayed several weapons and utensils used by the peoples who lived in those territories in glass boxes. They also had documentaries on TV showing material related to the exhibition. After the museum, we went to a botanic garden. Alana was feeling uncomfortable, so Francis had to go back home. I stayed there to continue my tour. Later on, I went downtown and strolled around different streets. I was getting more familiar with the area now, and I could even understand many things people were talking about. I went back around 7 p.m. We had dinner and watched TV. Then I went to bed. It was almost 11 o'clock. Queen Elizabeth Park, Wednesday, July 20th, 1998. I went for another tour around the city that day in the morning. I preferred to stroll down the street rather than taking the bus to go to the C bus terminal. In this way, I could while away some time, since it was impossible to take the C bus before 9 o'clock. Office workers and workers in general packed it from 7 to 9. Once on the C bus, I had the chance to enjoy the view once more. I decided to travel all the subway stations. Once I arrived at New Westminster, the last station, I took the bus to go to Queen Elizabeth Park. In this place, I could see a beautiful waterfall and a great variety of flowers, as well as a huge pavilion or conservatory dedicated to birds, which invited people to take their time to observe and enjoy its wonders. Many people were taking pictures, others were sitting down enjoying the views. They had an amazing huge rose garden which caught my attention due to the big size of the flowers. Next to the garden there was a group of people in white playing cricket, the British game. When I went back to Northern Vancouver, I found out that Lydia was there and had taken Alana to the park. When she came back, she told me that we were going back to her place so I could spend some more days over there. I just had time to pack up my things. I said goodbye to Alana and Francis. Going back to White Rock. The trip did not seem to be so long this time. One of the things Lydia asked me on our way back was if I was getting used to the language, which I answered positively. As soon as we arrived, we made plans for the next day. After dinner, we went for a walk along the beach where I could have some fresh air. We took a seat for a moment to look at the sea and hear the waves breaking on the rocks. I enjoyed going for a walk because I found the sea very relaxing. It seemed that the time stopped and you could think of anything. I remember having seen a young man meditating. Perhaps he had some problems because he did not look good. We went back, and after watching TV for a while, I went to bed.